This is Ravening Wolves by Monica Farrell from 1949. We are now approaching the full perfidy of the Ustashi. A decree by Chief of State Quisling Pavlich was published in the Official Gazette, June 22, 1941. A decree by Chief of State Quisling Pavlich was published in the Official Gazette, June 22, 1941, and the same was announced over the radio as well as from the pulpits of the Catholic churches, that anyone found guilty of committing any crime against any person who might be a citizen of the Croatian state would be most severely punished. Simultaneously, the Ustashi organization all over Croatia were receiving from the Pavlich headquarters coded instructions to proceed relentlessly with mass executions and extermination of the Serbs during the next few days, including Vidov Dan, June 28th. This will explain why some of the parts suffered more than others. During this crucial, fateful period between June 24th to June 28th, there were murdered in Bosnia-Herzegovina, Dalmatia, Lika, Croatia, and Srem, more than 100,000 wholly innocent Serbs. At this time, the crimes were not perpetrated during the nighttime only, but also in broad daylight. Like wild animals, the Serbs were being rounded up everywhere, on the streets, in their homes and offices, and from the fields and countryside. They were taken in trucks to the outskirts of the towns and cities and executed en masse. A great many of these unfortunate victims passed through most terrifying tortures and met death with a sigh of relief. At Livno, a prominent physician, Dr. Dusan Mitrovic, director of the state hospital, who was known as a lifelong promoter of the Serbian-Croatian friendship, and a civic leader for more than 20 years in this community, was taken with his wife and two children to the outskirts of the city, where, in the presence of the parents, the children were slain first, followed by the mother, who fell from the blow of an axe, and finally, the doctor himself was murdered. Of the 2,000 Serbian inhabitants of Livno, more than 1,900 were executed. Only a few old men and women and some children remain alive. At Lubuski, not a single Serb was spared, all having been executed. Among the victims of this town was a prominent civic leader, Dr. Alexander Lukac, the municipal physician. After the Vidov Dan massacre, relative quietness prevailed for about a month. Old Serbian organizations having been destroyed, churches, institutions, and libraries burned, and the intellectual class of people massacred and disposed of, the Serbian peasantry was left without any leadership. The church records were destroyed so that there are no legal documents in the hands of the churches in existence. Children cannot be baptized or marriages performed, and burials must be made without religious ceremonies, as there are no clergy left. The Roman Catholic clergy intensified their efforts to convert the remaining Serbian populace to Catholicism, promising the people that by such conversion they could save their lives. Thus, they succeeded in converting about 30% of the remaining populace to Catholicism, but to many, even this conversion was of no avail, for later on in the next wave of Ustashi terror, they were killed off nevertheless. About July 20th, 1941, pogroms and mass executions were resumed. the Ustashi resolved to exterminate the remaining Serbian populace. Not only men, but also women and children in all parts of the independent Croatian state. It was then that they commenced the removal of the remaining Serbian people into concentration camps. In the spring of 1942, the action against the Serbs was again intensified, especially along the River Sava, the bloodiest onslaught of all, occurring in the city of Breko, where they executed all remaining Serbs, including those converted to Catholicism. One of the most bloodthirsty executioners of Serbs was one Sudar of Lika, who years ago had attempted to organize a revolt against Yugoslavia. He set out to avenge his prior venture that had failed and publicly declared in Nevesinji that of all Ustashi, he had killed personally the greatest number of Serbs by his own hand. Eyewitnesses have submitted sworn testimony that they had seen him grab babies from their mother's arms and, holding the babies by their feet, swing them forcibly against a wall, smashing their heads in the presence of their mothers. He also led the group of murderers who were cutting off the breasts of women as well as gouging eyes from living men. With pride, he bragged that he had shipped gouged Serbian eyes to the Ustashi headquarters in Zagreb to prove his bloody activity, because compensation rewards and leaves depended upon the number of murders committed. One Zorko, also known as Dan of Siraki Breg near Mostar, killed with his own hand 90 most prominent Serbs. Later, the Italian authorities placed him under arrest and convicted him for unlawful possession of firearms. In his possession, 8 gold watches were found, apparently stolen from his victims. He was sentenced to death, and the entire Roman Catholic clergy, together with Bishop Misic, intervened in his behalf and pleaded with the Italian commander to spare the life of this common criminal. How great in some instances was the number of victims may be evidenced by the following fact. Since there was no time to dig graves for the executed victims, the common procedure of throwing the bodies into pits and rivers was adopted. During the month of July 1941, there was such a vast number of corpses in the river Neretva, about 15,000 or more, that the boats had difficulty going through the enmassed bodies. Because of the frightful scenes thus encountered, the boat captains refused to ply their boats on this river. The corpses later were carried to the sea as far as the islands of Hvar and Korčula. An example of the unprecedented brutality in the history of civilization is recorded by the sworn testimony of several witnesses regarding the following happening. At Nevesinji, the Ustashi arrested one whole Serbian family, consisting of father, mother, and 4 children. The mother and children were separated from the father. Fully 7 days they were tortured by starvation and thirst. Then they brought the mother and children a good-sized roast and plenty of water to drink. These unfortunates were so hungry they ate the entire roast, and then the Ustashi told them that they had eaten the flesh of father and husband. Further report of atrocities. Testimony of a trustworthy eyewitness. In January 1942, the massacres were resumed again in the district of Devor, which was spared from the first massacre, also around Nova Gradiska, which until then had remained almost intact. The Serbs, in the entire independent Croatia, were unmercifully dealt with and persecuted. Lazo Derman was lanced by a spear, and unborn babies were torn from the wombs of pregnant mothers, which happened to Mileva Nosevich from Sabanza. The chests of innocent people were burned, and boiling water spilled over them. Small boys were put on a hot fire, their eyes gouged out, ears cut off, nails hammered into their heads, and arms and legs amputated. Beards of clergy were pulled off together with the skin. Men were dragged along the road, tied to trucks. Arms and legs were broken. People were slaughtered like animals. Machine guns were fired on them. Some were buried alive, while others were cast into deep pits and bombs thrown on them. In houses and churches, innocent people were burned. Children's limbs were torn from them. Their heads were pounded against walls. They were thrown into fire, into boiling vats, and into lime. Their ears were boxed, and their heads smashed. Hundreds of persons were killed on the church altar, and thousands slain in the church of Glina. Women, girls, and minors were brutally attacked, being taken to the camps of the Ustashi to serve as prostitutes, after which they were killed. Mothers were raped in the presence of their daughters, daughters in the presence of their mothers, and rape took place even in the churches. A son was forced to rape his own mother, in the case of Olga Keplia from Glenjetog Kuta. About 100,000 Serbs in Bačka were killed by the Hungarians, but without being subjugated to prolonged tortures. Now again, on January 21, 1942, thousands were killed in Novi Sad, Čurug, Zabalj, Gospodine, Titel, and Stari Beči. Some Italians took photographs of certain Ustashi who were wearing around their waists garlands of human tongues and eyes gouged from the unfortunate Serbs. The Italians also took photographs of the Pavelic Ustashi holding a large dish containing several pounds of human eyes gouged from the tortured and murdered Serbian people. Never before in history, or during this war, has such brutality and cruelty been inflicted upon the Serbs or any people anywhere. During this incredible massacre in homes and public buildings, a great many Serbs and Jews were taken for execution at the city cemetery or on the beach of the Danube. In groups of four, the victims were stripped naked and murdered. Some of them were pushed alive into the icy water through especially dug holes on the frozen Danube. The scenes were horrifying. It was bitterly cold weather, and the children, 5 to 15 years of age, hesitated to disrobe, but the Hungarians tore off their clothes and jabbed their bodies with bayonets. Thereupon they would grab the innocent victims by one hand, and with the butts of their revolvers would smash their heads. There were instances where mothers, though naked and with hands tied, would throw themselves upon their children in a last effort to protect them with their own bodies. The wave of bloody terror. From the first part of May 1941 a bloody terror was intensified with fearful speed over the entire jurisdiction of the independent state of Croatia. The first to receive the blow was Banija, the most solid Serbian district of Croatia. Its people were nationally conscious, for they had withstood throughout the centuries all the pressure of the Austrian methods of assimilation, and had affirmed their Serbian political consciousness by furnishing, during the war, thousands upon thousands of volunteers. They were the first to be led to the slaughterhouse. Glina. Of the endless number of Serbian settlements in Croatia, Glina was the first to suffer the fearful bestiality of the Ustashi. One night, towards the first part of May 1941, the Ustashi besieged Glina. The Ustashi from Karlovy, Sisak, and Petrinja gathered all males over 15 years of age, drove them in trucks outside the town, and killed them all with guns, knives, and sledgehammers. Over 600 fell there. The days which followed held death for the Serbs of the entire district. The center of the massacres was in the village of Bosanski Grabovac. The Ustashi would enter the Serbian villages, commanding the Serbian peasants to assemble under some harmless pretense, that some decrees would be made known to them or something similar. The people, frightened and unarmed, not suspecting any evil, would flock from all sides to the execution place. The bloody tragedy would continue for several days. According to authentic statistics, it is computed that about 120,000 Serbs were thus killed there. In a few days, Glina was again the center of the massacres, where, by force or some pretext, the Ustashi gathered together several thousand Serbs. The jails and school buildings were overflowing. Every night, some 500 to 600 Serbs were led off to the Serbian church. In the choir loft were the official representatives of the civil Ustashi authorities. In the church auditorium, the Ustashi executioners would swing into action. Some 10 or 20 of them would work with flashlights in one hand and knives in the other. Several nights the butchery lasted, with unabated fury, according to the horrible testimony of one of the executioners, Hilmija Berberovic, who was found later in Belgrade and who gave sworn testimony. That bloody orgy lasted for months. Not a village was left unscathed. After the massacres, looting and burning of entire villages would follow. Not a Serbian church has been left. No one was given any mercy, not even the women and children. The innocent, which took place in the village of Suznaraji, is without precedent in history. After the Ustashi had killed nearly all that lived in the village, they let out some 20 children of about 10 years of age and tied them to the threshold of a big barn facing outward. They set the barn on fire. The flames licked their prey voraciously, and the wretched children were enveloped in fire. In the morning, those unfortunate innocents lay in the ruins, their bodies horribly burned, and thus half dead. Still, they were tortured for hours by the Ustashi, who jabbed them with knives until death rescued them from their indescribable tortures. On hearing of these atrocities, the remainder of the Serbs fled to Petrova Gora, that is Peter's Mountain, to save their naked lives. Virgin Most. At the same time, or somewhat later, there began a bloody baiting of all Serbs in this district, according to the same system. In Virgin Most, some 3,000 Serbs were massacred on August 3, 1941. They had gathered there from all the villages about in order to be converted to Roman Catholicism. The authorities had called them together under a pretense. That same day, the Ustashi rounded up all the Serbs from Topusko and vicinity, several thousand of them, and during several nights, butchered all of them in the church just as in Glina. And thus it continued, the butchering of Serbs, both men and women, in the villages, in the fields, on the roadsides, wherever they could be found and captured. A small part of them succeeded in saving themselves by fleeing to Petrova Gora. The villages were looted and then razed. Vojnić. On July 29, 1941, there arrived in this district Bozidar Gerovski, chief of the Ustashi police in Zagreb, who, with a strong unit of Ustashi police, rounded up some 3,000 Serbs from Krnjak, Kristinji, Siroka Reka, Slunj, Rekovica, and other villages which were within reach. All were killed in Pavkovic, near a village mill, but by a strange twist of fate, there was one survivor who gave a horrible testimony to the atrocities which preceded the butchery. Thereafter, the massacre of the inhabitants in all the villages followed. Dvor na Uni. From July 30th, 1941, the units of the Ustashi traversed this district from village to village and systematically killed off all the Serbs on whom they could lay their hands, looting the homes and burning everything in sight. Those who were not killed escaped into the forest. Kostajnica. The bloody orgy had already begun on the 20th of April 1941 in the village of Svenjica. The Ustashi arrested a minister, Babich, tortured him and buried him in an upright position to his waist in the ground. A martyr's death saved him from unheard-of tortures, but not until several hours later. By the same methods, the orgy of madness of the Ustashi laid waste the entire village, slaughtering all those living who were Serbs. Some food which had been saved by the peasants was confiscated from the houses and carried away to Stara Gradiska. There the women and children were left, but the men were taken to Zemun, where those able to work were shipped off to Germany, while the rest were simply executed. Children were separated from their mothers and sent to a concentration place near Zagreb, obviously to be made over into a new sort of janissaries. Petrinja. In the district of Petrinja, the massacre of the Serbs was executed by the local Ustashi without any outside assistance. By the same usual methods, the people were gathered together from nearby villages and executed, thus forming graveyard after graveyard. Those who did not save themselves by fleeing into the forests were liquidated or shipped off to concentration camps on the pattern of the district of Kostajnica. Kordun, Slunj, Ogulin, Verbovsko. The martyr's death of the minister Branko Dobrasavjevich from Veljun began a long list of bloody sacrifices. The Ustashi, who had come from Bosnia, Ogulin, and the local men from Cetinjgrad, first killed the son of the minister, Dobrasavjevich, in his presence. The wretched father then had to read the obituary for his own son, after which the Ustashi tortured him horribly, and finally killed him also. Thereafter, mass executions of the Serbs in several places were begun. In the Serbian churches, in Kladusa, in Veljun, Sluznica, Primisje, and other places, looting, burning, and violent destruction followed. Sisak. Here, in the most bestial manner, was killed the manufacturer Milos Teslić, who was literally cut to pieces. The Ustashi gloated over his body, even photographing themselves with their dead victim. Grekek. Documentary evidence of one of the most cruel of all crimes was found in this town. Besides the mass execution of the Serbs, there, as in other parts, the Ustashi committed unheard-of crimes. Thus, a physician, Dr. Torbica, was cut to pieces while still alive. The Ustashi poured salt into his wounds, pretending that they were performing an quote-unquote operation. In their Ustashi headquarters, they held hundreds of Serbs, women, and children in prison, torturing them fearfully. They gave the women some food, which made them suspicious. At first, they were given cooked entrails, but later, they were offered cooked meat, and by the bones, they could tell that they were eating the flesh of their own children. After being tortured, both the living and the dead were thrown into a pit known as Tusica. After a few days, some Italian soldiers rescued one of the victims still living in this pit. He was lying there tied to a heap of corpses. Because of his great pain, he had chewed up his sleeves while both his arms and legs were broken. It is a singular wonder how he kept himself alive and was saved. This concludes part 3 of Ravening Wolves by Monica Farrell from 1949.